Hello and welcome to Jazz for the Asking. I'm Keith Parent. Well, it's very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. We're going to be kick off right away with Dexter Gordon, with a recording that was produced by Canabar Adderley. It's called Home Run. Thank you. The album is called The Resurgence of Dexter Gordon, released on Fantasy Records. It was recorded on October 13th, 1960, and was produced by Julian Cannonball Adderley. Well, hello, everyone. It's, again, like I said, very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. On today's show, we're going to be featuring some of the most requested songs and requested pieces that we've had since we started the program. Sure, there's a few of them that we have played before, but they're just so good that, you know what? Can we just not play it again? Of course we can't. Let's now move to Fine and Mellow, Billie Holiday with Ma Walden and his group.
Treats me oh so mean. My man, he don't love me. Treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen. You drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. night long. Love will make you do things that you know is wrong. If you treat me right, baby, I'll stay home every day. Just treat me right, baby, I'll stay home night and day. But you're so mean to me, baby, I know you're gonna drive me away. Love is just like a faucet, it turns off and on. Love is like a faucet, it turns off and on. Sometimes when you think it's on, baby, it has turned off and gone.
Without a doubt, Billie Holiday is the most requested female vocalist that we have on the program. There she was singing Fine and Mellow. This is from a TV soundtrack for a CBS television series or television special that was done in the 1960s called The Sound of Jazz. And the soundtrack to the TV show is basically the same music that was performed when they did the program. Chick Corea has, well, an absolutely phenomenal catalog of recorded material. One album that is personally one of my favorites was released in 1972. It's called Return to Forever. It features, of course, Chick Corea on electric piano, Joe Farrell on flutes, soprano saxophone, Stan Clark on electric bass and double bass, Arturo Morala on drums and percussion, and vocals by Flora Purim. This album is in every way, shape, or form a classic. One of the most well-known cuts from it, What Game Shall We Play Today?
Thank you.
Chikoria, what game shall we play today? You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. If you wish to email us with your request or suggestion, it's very simple. Very simple. It's as easy as 123 jazz at pcjmedia.com. That's jazz at pcjmedia.com. Johnny Mathis, who had hits such as Chances Are and many others, recorded one album in particular that, well, it wasn't received too well when it first came out. But the album has so much staying power that it has been reissued time and time again. Of all Johnny Mathis recordings, this one is very different. There's no full orchestra, and there's not a full group. It's just two guitars and his voice. The album is called Open Fire, Two Guitars, Johnny Mathis, and is a classic example of how well this singer can adapt to almost every styling. It's not a jazz album, by any means, but it is now considered a jazz classic. Here he is, with the standard, In the Still of the Night.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, the times without number, darling, when I say to you, do you love me as I love you? My dream come true, or will this dream of mine fade out of sight like the moon growing dim on the rim of the hill in the still chill of the
arms reach out to me, other eyes smile. smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. My Georgia, my Georgia, no peace I find, just a little song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on My Mind, Hoagy Carmichael singing, and before that, Johnny Mathis in The Still of the Night. Told you, absolutely fantastic. Let's now move on to a little music from the swing era. Glenn Miller and his orchestra kicks off this set and the Anvil Chorus.
Thank you.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with We'll Get It, and before that, Glenn Miller and the Anvil Chorus. If you wish to listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, check out the website www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. That's pcjmedia.com/JFTA. We now move on to a man who is credited for creating the bebop movement. Now, the bebop movement came after World War II. There, of course, are a lot of musicians that were playing it at the time, but this gentleman is the one who brought it to new heights. Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra with Jumpin' with Symphony Sid.
Let's jump with Symphony Sid!
Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra with Jumpin' with Symphony Sid here on Jazz for the Asking. One of my favorite albums from this past year is that of the Metropole Orchestra from the Netherlands, conducted by Vince Mendoza. Now, the Metropole Orchestra within Europe is one of the most popular touring and studio orchestras. Some big names, including Diana Krall, have performed live and in studio with them. This album is called 54. All compositions on it are by American guitarist John Scofield. And it's a fun album. It really grooves. Here's Honest I Do.
Thank you.
The Metropole Orchestra with Honest I Do, composed and performed on guitar by John Schofield. With the orchestra, the Metropole Orchestra, that is, conducted by Vince Mendoza. Well, in a few minutes, some of you will be having a break for local news and some announcements. Stay tuned, because more of this great music will continue in the second hour of the program. To close off the first hour, here's Oscar Peterson, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, right here on Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Thank you.
Thank you.